there is new hope for people suffering from the worst forms of cancer. At a major gathering of oncologists in Chicago this week, drug makers revealed that they might be close to major breakthroughs in both research and treatment. That raises the question, of course, of the price tag on those drugs. Cancer drug costs are up 72% in the last 5 years to $15.9 billion. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein reports on one effort to make them more affordable.
A company that specializes in buying prescription drugs for large employers and health insurers is cutting new types of deals with pharmaceutical companies.
You have a handful of really innovative, forward-thinking companies willing to say, if my drug doesn't work well, I shouldn't be paid as much.
That's Express Scripts Chief Medical Officer Steve Miller. Express Scripts has contracts with 6 to 10 manufacturers that tie price to a drug's performance. In just the first 10 weeks of the program, doctors are starting to prescribe these drugs over others. University of Chicago economist Rena Conti says she's psyched.
The fact that it's already been taken up by so many manufacturers, but also by so many physicians, tells you the power of this idea.
This approach could slow how much we spend on the newest and most expensive cancer treatments. Until now, the manufacturers had the upper hand when a new drug comes to market. Conti says these value-based deals will force drug makers to prove their products work if they want a premium price. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.